This is KCUR 89.3. As many of us spent the last few weeks sending presents to loved ones and opening packages, we probably didn't think much about one thing that made it all possible: cardboard boxes. But the artist Mate Vate has thought about cardboard a lot. KCUR CJ Janovy explains how that line of thinking turned into Tveit's latest exhibition.
Cardboard has a smell. You notice it as soon as you walk through the doors of the Nerman Museum's Kansas Focus Gallery. It's a small space enclosed in glass. May Tveit's sculptures, 8 of them, almost life-size, emerge from the walls in cardboard pyramids arranged in different shapes. You might think of the concrete stair steps at public places where skateboarders play.
There's something happening that I didn't expect in terms of their kind of architectural presence and their archetypal symbolic presence.
Up close, the corrugated lines make shadows like rows of corn stubble in a winter field. From farther away, a couple of the sculptures feel like featureless totem poles.
Other people have said they reminded them of church floor plans or rooftops.
Besides showing her work around town and internationally for almost 20 years, Tveit is a design professor at the University of Kansas. This cardboard project came from her unique residency at the Lawrence Paper Company factory. The Lawrence Paper Company factory is huge, like several airplane hangars. Guys are feeding machines and driving stacks around on forklifts. Conveyor belts made of metal rollers sparkle like rivers crisscrossing the floor. They manufacture everything you can imagine out of cardboard. Huge industrial boxes, beer cartons, display cases for places like Starbucks.
It looks like La Tierra taco seasoning going down the line.
Tveit could spend as much time here as she wanted, and she found inspiration everywhere.
Yes, it's an essential product that's being made here, corrugated cardboard. But I really became interested in the box as a physical thing, an emotional thing, and a psychological thing.
Projecting emotions and psychologies onto an inanimate object isn't that much of a stretch, even for people who aren't artists. But for a design professor like Tveit,
I just think about the box as a generic product that's designed to hold, you know, to hide, to protect, to transport the useful and useless contents of our lives. And then in thinking about the self, thinking about the box as the self.
Tveit unpacked all of that for her sculptures at the Nerman, which is to say, she worked with flat layers of cardboard.
And I was really intrigued by the box in its two-dimensional, flat, splayed-out form. So it hasn't been assembled, it hasn't been labeled yet, in order to fulfill its purpose in life.
She was drawn to a specific design for what's known in the industry as a universal box.
The word universal and the title universal and the label universal box made me think about universal truths, universal values, universality in terms of being a human being.
These pieces turned into self-portraits.
You know, it might sound funny, but I feel like these are some of the most personal works I've ever made. In one dimension, on most of the pieces, they're all 68 inches or 5'8", which is my height.
The titles are also personal.
I've labeled them The Well, The Window, Purgatory, The Road, Say Yes, Look Up, You and Me, Me and You. Those are spaces I've spent considerable time in.
This all sounds like a lot of weight for cardboard to carry. But you don't have to spend a lot of time inside the Lawrence Paper Company factory to realize cardboard is probably underappreciated as a material.
I am so amazed by its strength and its durability, the nuances of the engineering science of this paper product. It comes from trees. It moves. It's alive.
And you may never look at cardboard the same way again. For KCUR 89.3, I'm CJ Janovy.
Maitveit's Universal Boxes exhibition continues through the end of January at the Nerman Museum of Contemporary Art. You'll find photos on our website, kcur.org/arts.